In the vacuum of space, his space suit expanded until he could not get back into the craft without bleeding it of oxygen. Moreover, in minutes, the craft's orbit would take it into total darkness. Training kicked in. He kept his nerve and at last, drenched in sweat, tumbled headfirst back through the airlock. Then the craft's re-entry went wrong. The guidance system failed, and they had to steer manually, bumping down in a snowy forest 1,600 kilometres from the landing site. They waited 2 nights to be rescued, wondering whether bears or wolves would get them first. Yet the elation did not leave him. Partly this was because the mishaps were officially hushed up, leaving only his triumph. And there were other reasons. First, he had survived. Astonishingly, he always did when danger felt his collar. His car flipped over on a frozen lake, and he didn't drown. In 1969, he got caught in a hail of bullets when he was riding in a motorcade behind Leonid Brezhnev, then Soviet leader. 4 passed through his coat, but not through him. In 1971, he was bumped from the Soyuz 11 flight to the Salyut 1 space station and was furious, but the craft opened prematurely on re-entry and the crew died. The spacewalk was another brush with annihilation from which he emerged just about in one piece. It had also affected him in a particular way. He had gone on this mission not just as a cosmonaut, but as an artist, self-taught from childhood, when he had painted pictures on the white stoves of his neighbours in the remote Siberian village where his parents farmed. A passion to be a fighter pilot, then a cosmonaut, diverted him from that, but he preserved his insatiable love of looking at things.